Welcome to Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema, live from Grand Forks Best Source, and this is Weird, 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 Weird. Tonight we're going to be talking about the second installment in the Firefly series called The Devil's Rejects. Devil's Rejects is another Rob Zombie film. It's more of an exploitation film than anything, and it's less of a horror film and more of a kind of shootout, shoot-em-up kind of weird exploitation film from like the 70s or 80s, more like. We have some of the same characters. We have Otis Driftwood, who is played by Bill Moseley, also known as Chop Top in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. We got Sid Haig as Captain Spaulding. Baby is Sherry Moon Zombie, Rob Zombie's wife. And this is, it continues. At the beginning of the movie, there's a giant shootout when they find out that the Firefly Clan has been murdering people. And so begins our story where they're on the run.
I think that this was just a great movie. Kind of a little reminiscent of like a Tarantino film in a way, I think.
I agree with that because the fact is, you know, it's kind of shoot 'em up. Mm-hmm. There's like a bunch of... The movie begins with a gunfight, and the movie ends with a gunfight to the song Freebird, actually.
Yeah, and the thing that I thought really made this movie good was the realism kind of behind it. I mean, these characters are just, they're complete psychopaths, but it's not like completely over the top. It's what you would expect, you know, just a bunch of crazy killers out there to be like. And I don't know. I mean, I thought the movie was just really, really well put together.
Well, you know, you look back at House of a Thousand Corpses, which was the first movie in the series, and it's totally different than what this is. House of a Thousand Corpses is more straight up horror film, whereas this was more of a straight up kind of shoot 'em up exploitation film. Because, you know, you got the Dr. Satan character in the first movie. He's kind of a zombie. He's making zombies. But that's only for like 5 minutes of the film. The rest of the film revolves around the Firefly Clan.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even classify this as a horror movie. I would say it's more of a suspenseful type of movie. And, I mean, just... You know, even I can't remember the characters' names, but the one that dresses like a clown.
Oh, that's Captain Spaulding. Yeah, that's Sid Haig.
Yeah, and you know, just right at the beginning of the movie, you know, he just freaks out that kid, and I just always remember he's like, "What's the matter, kid? You don't like clowns?" You know.
And, oh yeah, I like that part. And if you don't have a reason why you don't like clowns, I'm going to come back and kill your whole family.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. There's some other obviously gorier parts to the movie, but again, I mean, it's just when they're in the hotel room and, you know, they're just kind of terrorizing the group of people in there.
Well, I like the part before Otis Driftwood cuts off the man's face. He says that, you know, pray to God, and is God going to strike me down? And then he starts quivering and he says, you know, I feel the glory of the Lord or something like that. And then he just turns his face and he looks at him and he goes, I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yep. That's why the devil's rejects, I mean. So.
Well, what I was going to say, I don't know. Hang on. Oh, there I am. I did that right. Oh, I didn't turn the light on. Wait, so you said that in the movie there's a part where his face gets cut off? His face or his head?
Someone cuts, Otis Driftwood cuts off a guy's face and then puts it on and runs into the hotel room and freaks everyone out.
Oh, you? That
looks awesome. Yeah, and I think it was the girlfriend or something thought it was him at first and then realized it was another person wearing his face.
Well, you know, Otis even said to the guy before he did all this stuff that...
What number is this? What number?
Four.
Hey, keep talking.
That,
Sorry, Katie's trying to get the light going here. It's not cooperating.
You better have some Mark Twain style crap, because that's what's going to be put on your tombstone.
Yeah, I don't really get that though. Who's the guy in the background picture that you got behind you?
Oh, that is Groucho Marx, actually.
And who is he?
Groucho was a comedian, a Jewish comedian, who made a bunch of movies such as Animal Crackers. And like Captain Spaulding and Otis Driftwood and Baby and all of them are named after Groucho Marx characters.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Here, hold on 1 second.
You get it.
You're good.
Keep talking about it. We're having light problems.
Yeah, the Groucho was a big part in these films. So,
but he looks creepy in the photo. His big eyes.
Well, actually, Elvis was died on August 16th, 1977, and Groucho died August 19th, 1977. Mm-hmm. And there's a part in the movie where they talk about with a movie critic about how they got their names. And he goes, well, you know, F Elvis, because He died 3 days before Groucho, and Groucho got nothing when he died. And so they're arguing over this, and he goes, basically, screw Elvis. And Sheriff Wydell gets all mad at him and goes, do not say the name of Elvis Aaron Presley in vain.
Did they die in the same city?
I don't know.
Oh, just wondering.
So,
did you say that... So Rob Zombie, he made a song after making The Devil's Rejects?
Yeah, it's called The Devil's Rejects, actually.
Well, there's your answer.
Both House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects had songs made about them before the movies came out.
Yeah, I don't think he's been really doing anything lately, has he? I don't know.
His last film was called 31.
What about his music? Has he created any new albums or songs lately?
Yeah, he has. He came out with an album in 2020, I believe.
Oh, okay. So that's not too long ago. I'll have to check it out because I like Rob Zombie. I think his music is pretty awesome.
I really like Rob Zombie, too. I didn't like his newer stuff a long time ago, but I eventually gave it a shot, and it's pretty good.
Something else I noticed that maybe you'll be talking about in one of the future shows here. I saw you got the Umbrella Corporation logo on there. A little Resident Evil. Is that
a possibility you're saying?
Yeah.
Resident Evil would be a possibility. If I do Resident Evil, though, I'll have to do Silent Hill, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a good movie as well. Oh, have you seen any of these movies, Katie?
Nope.
You'll have to check them out there.
I know.
You know, Kate was watching the trailer to Devil's Rejects, and she actually said we can't put that on air because it's too
it looked weird and too, just gross,
too grainy or gross or whatnot. But you know, there was a whole movement back in the 70s and 80s that just made films like this. There's films such as Devil Doll or Hell Devil Doll, I believe it's called. There's L.A. AIDS Jabber.
Saw, right?
Well, no, Saw was made in the 2000s, actually. Oh. I'm talking more about the older stuff.
Which I wouldn't know.
I hate the Saw movies. I hate the torture flicks.
Ew.
There is some torture in Devil's Rejects, though.
So. Yeah, but it's not solely based off of just torturing people. I mean, the first Saw, you know, it was pretty good, but then the ones after that, I just thought that they were gross. I didn't enjoy them at all.
You were comparing this to Tarantino, mm-hmm. I believe earlier, and I would say that's pretty accurate. Especially his movies like Reservoir Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the scenes in Devil's Rejects are kind of Reservoir Dogs ish.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, even, you know, some of the scenes from Pulp Fiction, I could kind of see it relating to as well.
And you can see some of Robert Rodriguez's influence on it, too.
The difference, I'd say, though, between the, you know, the Tarantino characters and the ones in this Devil's Rejects is that I would say the Tarantino ones, the people are more of, I don't know if you'd call them, like, professional type of killers, where I think the ones in the Devil's Rejects are just more psychopathic kind of people. You know, I think that the mentality between the characters is quite different.
Yeah.
Although Reservoir Dogs, you know, you have the one guy, you know, who when they cut off his ear, he would probably be more like the Devil's Rejects character.
Kind of reminds you of Otis Driftwood in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and Robert Rodriguez's films were probably pretty influential on Rob Zombie 2. Because Robert Rodriguez, I think the big film that he made was From Dusk Till Dawn. And you can see some of the, with George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino's characters. The Quentin Tarantino character in From Dusk Till Dawn kind of reminds me of the Otis Driftwood character in Devil's Rejects.
Is there a sequel to Devil's Rejects? I thought there was a second one.
There was the House of a Thousand Corpses. Then it was The Devil's Rejects. And then it's Three from Hell, which I'll be doing next week.
Three from Hell. That's the one that I don't think I ever saw.
Well, you know, a spoiler on it actually is that Sid Haig died during the making of Three from Hell.
Wow.
So Sid Haig's character is only in the film for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and he's the guy that played the clown, right?
Yeah, Captain Spaulding.
Yeah, Captain Spaulding. Yeah.
That's like what happened with Paul Walker. You know, Fast and Furious, didn't he like die at the end, unfortunately? And then they used his brother at the end.
Yeah, and they just like used the CG to make his face look like him.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
You know, just whatever. I might be going off track with this, but they actually did that with Bela Lugosi in Plan 9 from Outer Space. He actually died during the filming, and they used someone, the person would just cover their face with a cape every time that the Bela Lugosi character would be in the film.
It's kind of like...
it's unfortunate, but they can do that with all the technology they have these days, you know? They can do anything.
Supposedly, the Poltergeist movies, they actually, like, the people thought that they were, like, cursed for making that movie because they all started... like dying.
Well, they used actual real skeletons in the film.
Really?
What?
Yeah. But yeah, like the little girl, I think she died. There was like a bunch of people that were on the cast of that movie that all died like right after it was made.
It's amazing when, you know, what happens nowadays. You know, a lot of these big stars or even B-movie stars, you know, they'll be in a movie and then they'll have to write off the character because...
Yeah.
The person has either died or they don't want to play the character anymore.
Yeah, because was it Brandon Lee? He died when they were making the Crow series as well. Bruce Lee's kid.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, though. I forget, either it's Never Gonna Stop the Red Red Groovy or Feel So Numb. I can't remember which song it was. But in the music video, they actually have... Sid Haig. He actually plays like a pirate or something like that.
No. Oh.
And then Bill Moseley, for people who don't know who Phil Anselmo is, he's the lead singer for a band called Pantera. And Bill Moseley made an album with him called Bill and Phil.
Well,
speaking of people who have made music and other things. There's a guy that some people might know of from his Big Bang Theory days, but Brian Posehn is actually in The Devil's Rejects. He wants to be a rodeo clown, but then he gets shot in the head and killed.
Which one was he from The Big Bang Theory?
He was Bert, I think it was. He was the geologist with the beard and the glasses.
Okay.
He was bald, kind of tall.
Yeah, I think he was on Roseanne, too.
I wouldn't know, like usual. So
yeah, I think he was like the boyfriend to the daughter in Roseanne. Hmm.
I don't think that's.
No? I could be wrong on that.
Alexa,
but yeah, Brian Posehn, he actually made an album a few years ago called Grandpa Metal.
Grandpa Metal?
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
And it's basically trying to promote old-fashioned heavy metal.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
So what about what else about, is there anything else about the Devil's Rejects like that you want to talk about? That is there any like underlying messages? I know you mentioned the, you know, obviously the reference to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was in both movies, but anything else that people probably wouldn't normally catch that?
It's kind of cool because I got a few things actually before I go. Captain Spaulding's brother in this film, who owns the brothel that the Firefly Clan goes up into, actually plays the character that Michael Myers steals his jumpsuit from him in Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh.
And there's a guy by the name of Matthew McGrory, I believe his name is, played Tiny in both House of a Thousand Corpses and The Devil's Rejects. And he actually passed away in 2005, I believe. And this man was like 7'6" tall.
Holy cow. That's a big boy. So, anything else?
Not really. Well, thank you for tuning in to Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. Hope you come back next week for Three from Hell.
All right, sounds good. I'll get things wrapped up here. Turn music up.